All right, we made it to chapter 18 last week, and we made it to verse 21. We'll start at verse 18. And after this tarried there yet a good while, and then took his leave of the brethren, and sailed thence to Syria, and with him Priscilla and Aquila, having shorn his head in Cenchrea, for he had a vow. Now last week I pointed out he may have had a vow to someone that he would go to Jerusalem. I don't know what that vow was and who he gave it to. I'm going to look for it in other books. But he had a vow, so he did these things. But I don't know where that vow is, if it's recorded or not. But verse 19 says, and he came to Ephesus and left them there, but he himself entered into the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. When they desired him to tarry longer time with them, he consented not, but bade them farewell, saying, I must by all means keep this feast that cometh in Jerusalem. But I will return again to you, if God will. And he sailed from Ephesus. And when he had landed at Caesarea and gone up and saluted the church, he went down to Antioch. And after he had spent some time there, he departed and went over all the country of Galatia and Phrygia in order, strengthening all the disciples. Now this is the wisdom of God. He backtracked where he went before. And the Holy Spirit will have you do things at the right time. That's why it's so important to pay attention to what he wants to do. When you have an anointing to do something, it's going to work 100%. It's very effective.
It said he was strengthened. He went back to strengthen mm-hmm. his brethren.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes people just need, churches need just a certain mm-hmm. person to come in sometimes just to strengthen.
Just to strengthen.
Just to mm-hmm. give them that little push or that little, mm-hmm. knew that he had to go back and do that.
So yeah.
He did it. It was needful.
Mm-hmm.
Strengthen the brethren.
Yeah. When the Lord say that, when he tell you to do something, there's always an anointing attached to it. And you have God's ability to do it like he would do it. And sometimes he'll have people to say the right thing at the right moment. And it makes all the difference in the world. And there are key things that many preachers said along the way. One preacher said that, he said, even a weak Christian has more power than Satan. And that word stuck with me, you know, because when you're starting out, you're not as strong as you want to be. But I kept remembering, even a weak Christian has more authority than Satan. So that helped, you know, along the way. A strategic word at the right time.
It strengthened you.
Mm-hmm. And then verse 24. And a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord. And being fervent in spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. And when he was disposed to pass to Acacia, the brethren wrote, exhorting the disciples to receive him, who when he was come, helped them much which believed through grace. For he mightily convinced the Jews, and that publicly, showing by the scriptures that Jesus was the Christ. And I'm glad that Aquila and Priscilla ran into him. There are many people out there fervent in spirit, but when you can help them to see God more perfectly,
amen,
the Holy Spirit can use you to do that. And now you got a greater soldier, and Satan has a greater enemy. And verse 19. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, He said unto them, have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said to them, unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. And Paul said, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, and that is on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. And all the men were about 12. And when he went into the synagogue and spake boldly, for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. But when divers were hardened and believed not, but spake evil of that way before the multitude, he departed from them and separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of one Tyrannus. Now, when they receive the Holy Spirit, that changes everything. Whatever you understand is enhanced. And now you have the Holy Spirit to help you study the scriptures you already have, the written scriptures. A lot changes when a person receives the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And you can conquer your habits easier. You can understand God better. And when I received the Holy Spirit, I was able to do things I normally couldn't do or struggle to do. And I didn't want to cuss anymore. And I worked on that for 6 months. I know what it's like to be a Christian before you receive the Holy Spirit and after you receive the Holy Spirit. Because before, I was endeavoring to do everything right, and I failed all the time. But after I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it's like some things were just gone. Was I a Christian? Of course. Because you can't receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit unless you're a Christian first. Because Jesus said the world won't receive it. Only Christians will receive the Holy Spirit.
It's true.
And some people, they believe on Jesus and receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit immediately. And they don't know what it's like to live this life without the Holy Spirit, without the baptism. Every Christian has the Holy Spirit within. But when he's upon you, you have power to walk the walk and to live the life. And it's a difference. When I believed on Jesus the first time in May, I felt the peace of God. I felt like a new man. But the old habits, they were still there. They didn't just fade away. I had to work. I had to study scriptures. And I didn't know how to confess the word like I learned to later. But I said, Lord, I want this gone. I don't know how to do it. And then in November, I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And everything was much better. And
He gave you the power to be a witness.
Yeah.
He gave you that power.
Yeah, he does, and he works with you.
He will.
He wake you up at night and talk to you. He give you visions and show you things to come and help you, you know.
Amen.
And then when you study the word, I've seen it jump off the page. You know, it and your understanding comes immediately.
Yes, it does.
So he works with us. He's with us. Emmanuel. He's right here with us. And now he's with Apollos and his 11 disciples. So when we made it verse 9 says, and when divers were hardened and believed not, but spake evil of that way before the multitude, he departed from them and separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of one Tyrannus. This continued by the space of 2 years, so that all they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. Opposition. It's important for people to be fortified to withstand and conquer opposition. That's one reason we need the baptism of the Holy Spirit upon us. The enemy tries to attack us at the emotional level, to pull us off course. But the Holy Spirit